Ivan's second wife caused him public embarrassment and brought him close to financial ruin. His first wife, whom he adored, died 15 months into their marriage after giving birth to his daughter. Telemann was desperate for help with looking after this baby girl and hired Maria Textor, the teenage daughter of a local town clerk, to be his maid and to look after the child. When Maria had reached the age of 16, Telemann married her, thus securing a stepmother for his child and also allowing him to become a citizen of Frankfurt. The couple later moved to Hamburg, and Maria looked after a growing family of what was possibly eventually 7 children. 10 years into the marriage, Maria became bored with her domestic routine and had a very public affair with a Swedish military officer. The details of this were published in the local newspapers, and Telemann was mocked as being an aging, scorned husband. Telemann responded to the situation by writing a comic intermezzo, The Unequal Marriage Between Vespetta and Pimpinone, or The Domineering Chambermaid. It tells the tale of a young chambermaid, Vespetta, which means little wasp, who marries her elderly employer and then totally dominates her husband. This is the same topic later used by Pergolesi's La Serva Padrona. Telemann eventually sent his errant wife back to her relatives in Frankfurt. He was left with her debts, as Maria had lavish taste in jewellery and fine dresses, as well as a taste for gambling. Telemann was close to bankruptcy, but the good citizens of Hamburg took up a collection and saved him from this fate. In this aria from Pimpinone, Vespetta sings that she wants to do what other ladies do, dance nicely, talk in French, float on air. She wants to learn about fancy card games and wine. Voglio far is sung here by Julianne Bard with the Baroque Orchestra of St. Luke's under Rudolf Palmer. To listen to this bonbon again, please go to www.fmr.co.za. Click on Podcasts, Anna's Baroque Bonbons.
Lord is far.